When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Stephanie's reaching out. Hey, Ben and Kelly, trying to get in touch with you guys in the hopes that you'll smack me with a reality stick. LOL.
Oh, okay.
Here's my deal. My ex-husband left me and my daughter 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He has a lot of issues. He cut off contact with his parents and siblings as well.
Oh.
I've kept in touch with his family regularly, so my daughter keeps her ties with her father's side, even if her father is out of the picture. Now, this year was a difficult year for her, and she's had some problems at school, so her uncle has stepped in as a father figure and made a lot of effort to care for her.
Aw.
As he spent more time with us, I find myself increasingly attracted to my ex-husband's brother.
Uh-oh.
I have no idea if my feelings are reciprocated, but I feel disturbed. I feel like it's wrong to have feelings for my daughter's uncle. So how do I deal with these feelings?
Mm.
Please remind me why this is a terrible idea. Thank you so much. I'm ready for anything you dish out. Have a great day.
I mean, I think the first thing you got to figure out is there a mutual attraction?
Yes. And, you know, I feel like that it's only natural to feel what she's feeling.
And the only way to do that is get yourself in a situation.
Listen!
What?
That went 0 to 60 in like no time flat.
No, I think I go back to, yeah, figure out if there is a mutual attraction. Because if there is, I don't think you're the first person to have swapped brothers.
No, and it's not like it's super fresh either. I mean, this was, you know, he left 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So it's not like he left last month and we're already moving on.
Man, we are not smacking her with a reality stick.
We are not.
No, not at all.
We're enabling.
We're
smacking her with the enabling stick.
Well, the enabling stick in that she needs to find out if the brother has those kind of thoughts too, and maybe he does in some degree because of the way he's stepping up,
right?
I mean,
he's just a really good guy.
And yeah,
he's
I was
like,
say,
you know,
I mean,
knows it's a bad situation and that she needs somebody like that in her life.
Yeah, maybe he knows his brother has been a dirtbag and
yes.
he loves his niece, and he's like,
yes.
look, you know, I just want to be there. And you know,
because we're family,
be cool, mm-hmm. uncle. You know, kind of step up and do that stuff. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we're both thinking it. We're both thinking it.
I know. Well, but I completely understand like where her feelings are coming from, because, you know, to see somebody like that be a good guy, to stand up, you can start to look at somebody differently when he's being the man that her husband should have been.
Yeah. Yeah. Up on Facebook already. Brittany says, gosh, this is tricky because her uncle could be her stepfather, and that's hard to explain.
That is.
Do you think he has feelings for you? Yeah, a lot of people are going the route of, hey, do you know if the feelings are reciprocated?
If so, then we talk about going down that road. If not, then it's a moot point.
Right, right. Now, I would like to know how you made something like this work. How you switched brothers or siblings.
Further the enabling stick.
Right, exactly.
I want to hear
success stories. Yes, exactly. I want to hear where you were with one sibling, broke up with that sibling, got with the other sibling.
Listen, Susan is saying classic Jerry Springer. Rewatch those episodes and your answer should be clear.
So, yes, do it.
I think she's saying that's the reality.
I think she's saying green light.
No, she is saying
no.
She's
green lighting that.
She is red lighting that.
Listen,
that's a no-fly zone.
Jerry Springer would love this.
Jerry Springer would not love that. Well, he would love that.
He would love this.
But she's saying this is not going to be a good outcome.
All right, regardless, I want to hear your stories about switching siblings, okay?
Oh, gosh.
502-795-1997. We'll get to your stories on the way with group therapy on 99.7 DJX. Group therapy. Stephanie's ex-husband no longer in the picture. She and her daughter stay close with his side of the family, though, so they can continue to have a connection, right? Well, she's realized she's developed feelings for her ex's brother, a.k.a. her daughter's uncle.
And so she's like, tell me it's a bad idea, right? And we're all like, go for it.
We're all like, Instead of telling you, is it a bad idea, maybe we're just saying, find out if the feelings are reciprocated. Amanda writes, I know quite a few people who are with a family of a loved one.
Oh.
One lady is married to her ex-husband's brother, and it's working out fine. Just depends on the individuals and their maturity level.
Speaking of maturity, Matthew says she needs to go on a picnic and make some sandwiches. YOLO, give us the update. It's Kentucky. Go for it. And then Mike's all like, well, if you were in West Virginia, it'd be perfectly okay.
Listen, it's not her brother. It's not her cousin either.
Exactly.
It's non-blood relative.
Exactly.
Like, so it should be legit.
And her husband left 5 years ago.
Yes.
So it's not like it was yesterday.
I got another text message. My mom used to date a guy named Bobby. She broke up with him and within a year started dating his brother. Happy to report 54th anniversary will be 2 days from today.
Oh, wow.
That's my parents.
I would call that a success story.
Yes, that's a success.
Rachel says you're probably attracted to his kindness and the love you wish you had received from his brother.
Mm.
Perhaps he reminds you of him in some ways and you're substituting his affection. Acting on it now will only create complications for your daughter. It's okay to just enjoy spending time with them without crossing that line. That's the reality stick right there.
I mean, but that's just one opinion. Here's another. I dated a girl. She was too boring for me, and I wanted to date her sister, who also wanted to date me. I broke up with the first girl, and she even encouraged me to get with her sister. I got with her sister shortly after, and we had a good relationship for several years.
Oh, wow. Okay. And Bethany's all like, maybe I've been reading too much smut on my Kindle, but I say go for it. Sounds saucy, LMAO.
Yes. Yes.
She says, in all seriousness, if you both have the same feelings, it would be a healthy relationship for both of you. Don't see anything wrong with it. But that's the key point here is we need to find out if the feelings are reciprocated. Because right now, we just know the feelings are, you know, for her. We don't know if he feels the same way.
Listen to this.
Oh, boy.
I know someone who did a brother swap after having two kids with the first brother.
Oh.
The three of them now live together.
Oh!
Oh! Now, I don't think this would necessarily happen.
Well, no, it's not because the ex-husband's been gone for 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. And he's kind of out of the picture.
Yeah.
All we're saying, Stephanie, is don't let the reality stick hit you too hard before you at least dip your toe in the water.
Let's investigate if there are feelings. And then we decide if we need to squash our feelings or if it's okay to proceed.
Okay. Either way, Stephanie, you can't leave us hanging.
We need an update. We're all invested.
So maybe try over the next course of the next week to dip your toe in the water.
Do we flirt? We dip in the toe means maybe we start flirting.
Yeah, back. Just see if there is a reciprocated like interest.
Yes.
So your homework assignment is
send out vibes. See if you get
send
vibes
those
back.
Vibes out. See if you get them back. We'll check back in with you next Monday.
Wow, I love how you put a timestamp on it. You got a week,
Kelly. We got a show. Show to do. All right,
we got time parameters.
We can't wait.
Okay.
All right. So next Monday we'll check back in with you.
Otherwise, we forget and we move on.
Yeah. Otherwise, if you don't check back in with us, we're done with you. All right. Well, hey, good luck, Stephanie. Hopefully, there's maybe there's a little light at the end of the tunnel. But first things first, just check and see if there's reciprocated feelings. So
maybe. Maybe your marriage to the brother was just the way that you find your forever with his brother. Maybe it was meant to work out like that. Maybe.
Okay, so one of our listeners has been reading too much smut on the Kindle. Kelly's been watching too many Disney movies. All right, that is group therapy.